Jennifer Rowe and Rick Akey, welcome to Lake Effect. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
We ought to start by having you each share your story that brought you to this point. Your goal, I assume, way back when, was not originally about making a movie, right?
Oh, that's right. My story was simply I was on my own. I hadn't met any of these folks yet. I was looking to get in shape and was on about my millionth try to do that. Got serious about it and enlisted some help. Started working with a personal trainer.
And when you say get in shape, I want to stop you there. What was your situation and where did you want to go?
Well, I had been overweight pretty much my entire life, looking back even to pictures of me as a kid. It was time to get serious when my doctor was telling me that I was pre-hypertension. I was starting to see signs of sleep apnea. I was about 90 pounds overweight. And it was really starting to make me a little nervous, watching the health effects that my father had been suffering from, and I'm very much my father's son, saw that that was a preview of coming attractions and just really wasn't interested in seeing the rest of the movie.
Jennifer, how about you?
Pretty similar story. My whole life I've struggled with weight. I've always been a little on the chubby side. It's like, oh, I'm okay with that. Then one day I woke up and it was no longer chubby or cute. I was pushing, I don't know, 255 pounds, and I didn't even recognize myself. And I had gestational diabetes when I was pregnant and staring down a future of health issues and not feeling good about myself and depression and everything else. I decided there needed to be a change. Decided that I was going to stay on that path no matter how long it took. I mean, I had always given up before, and I said to myself, this time I don't care if it takes the next 10 years. This is going to happen. I'm not going to live my life like this.
Well, and Rick mentioned that to get there, he finally went ahead and enlisted the help of a personal trainer. Is that what it took for you as well?
Actually, I went to a local Weight Watchers meeting. I found other friends to support my weight loss journey on the internet. Strangers on the internet sometimes can become your best of friends, as we have found out in this group. And then somewhere along my Weight Watchers journey, I decided, I don't know why, to run a half marathon, which was kind of like also saying I'm going to the moon. It was as unlikely of a declaration as I could make. I didn't even like to run. I come from a background of chain smoking, tequila swinging, you know, type of girl. Running was not really in my vocabulary, but somehow in a moment of insanity and signed up and being out of work at that time, I didn't have a lot of money to spend on racing. So if I was putting money down in the race, I wasn't going to back out of that. So I decided to start a day one blog, just kind of documenting my running journey because it was so unlikely. And started by being able to run for 1 second and hating that whole second, but slowly but surely building up to a few minutes. And then when I ran my first mile, it was like winning the Boston Marathon. I was so excited. It was just such an accomplishment, and it really fueled me to keep going.
Well, so when did the next stage for each of you become making a movie? I guess how did this go from individual, very personal goals to a shared goal and then a shared goal that came with the other layer of filmmaking involved?
Well, I think that it started with me, and I did not have a movie in mind here. What had happened was I had found that I had inadvertently inspired a bunch of people at my office and elsewhere in my life to make a change, to get in shape. And I thought, now that I've done this, this isn't really so much about me anymore. It's about other people. And I've had a lot of help. I've had a lot of support. And I think that's what made it work this time. And so my thought is, now that I'm one of those people capable of giving support, I owe it back to the universe to do that. I was doing some hunting online one day and came across the blog of one of our future teammates named Katie, who lives in Michigan. And she and I got connected, and we started talking about our weight loss journeys, which were very similar. We started talking about our love of running, which, just like you heard Jen say, our love of running pretty much came out of nowhere. And the next thing we thought about was we'd each done team relay races around the country, and we thought, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we put together a team of 12 people to run one of these relay races made up entirely of people who have this similar experience? There's got to be a dozen people around the country that have had this experience. So we started working our networks. She knew a few people from her blog that she reached out to, and we asked those people, who do you know? And they found us a couple people, and we played telephone until we had a dozen people. We stretched from sea to shining sea. We've got one person in San Diego, one person in Maine, and every time zone in between. And we got together to talk about this. And my idea was simply, let's go run a race, see if we might be able to inspire a few people that we meet along the way. That would be kind of a neat thing. And one of the people that got included on the team was Jennifer, who is a filmmaker. Jennifer, I think I can turn this over to you as to how we then turned this idea into a movie.
Right. And it was kind of interesting because I've never really had those paths cross, my running world and my other filmmaking storytelling world. And, of course, when Katie from Runs with Cookies, her blog, we follow each other's blogs and we're very supportive of each other. And like I said, it takes an entire internet village to raise a runner and help sometimes get to your weight loss goals. And when Katie asked me onto the team, it was just kind of an exciting, cool thing. Like, wow, you know, a couple of years ago, I'm knocking down the door of disease and not being able to move, and now I'm going to be running this crazy 200-mile race in Florida with a bunch of internet strangers. Sign me up, you know? So as I got to know the rest of my teammates and learn about their extraordinary stories of weight loss and perseverance and losing 100 pounds, 125 pounds, 150 pounds in Mary's case, I was incredibly moved and motivated and inspired. And then all of a sudden, the filmmaker in me kind of clicked in the back of my mind, like, hey, what if this neat experience could inspire other people, like Rick said? What if we made a documentary film about it? What if we took each of the 12 people and shared their individual journeys of weight loss and overcoming the odds and staring down obstacles, and then told their story of this incredible 200-mile race from Miami to Key West? And I feel like this team is very representative of what the journey is. You have to have support. You have to have people behind you that are going to cheer you up. There's going to be times where it's tough. There are going to be times where you want to quit. There are going to be challenges to face. But really, if you stay the course and you put one foot in front of the other, you can get to the finish line. And I think that ultimately that's what we hope this film really shows everybody, that they can get to their finish line.
Well, there are a couple of things that seem like they would be tricky as the filmmaker to capture. One is that as the filmmaker, you kind of entered most of these people's lives after, I gather, a lot of the weight loss goals had been achieved. Is it hard to tell the story after that part of it has already happened?
Not at all. Let me tell you, Mitch, that when you go through something like this and you're talking incredible weight loss, and you're talking about people who've now kept it off, it's something that you don't forget. Most of the people on the team carry years of scars and battle wounds from really trying to figure this thing out, and it's not easy. And we still struggle day to day, struggle with wanting to fall back into old habits sometimes. We still struggle sometimes to get out of bed and push ourselves onto the road. Ultimately, that's going to make us feel better. So when you sit down and interview people to share their stories, there's tears, there's emotion, there's passion. Everybody can be right back in those shoes and remember what it felt like not to have been successful at one point. And they all have these moments where they remember the first time they crossed the finish line. They have these incredible stories of what kind of obstacles they've had to overcome. And it's always a journey, and you're never on or off a diet. This is just the way you live life.
Well, and do you think, is there a takeaway in this that extends beyond weight loss and fitness to more general ideas of determination and goal setting? I mean, does someone who has maybe not struggled with weight or fitness also get something out of this movie?
Absolutely, Mitch. I mean, I think that whether your goal is to run a race or get the job of your dreams or travel the country, whatever it is, if you put it into the universe, if you make a plan, if you take one step at a time, you can persevere and get to your goals. In fact, that's what running has taught me. This whole film, which is just a dream come true for me as a storyteller and a runner and everything in between, is a perfect example of that. We're putting one foot in front of the other. We jumped into this before we got any kind of financing in place, and somehow, through whatever it takes, we're going to get to our finish line.
Well, and to that end, it sounds like there's a dual challenge here, the relay itself, but also the making of this film. I wonder if your personal goals about weight loss and fitness are almost a metaphor for what it takes to put a film together, or vice versa.
Well, it certainly is. Listen, with running, with making a film, with anything that's worth your energy, goal, and passion in life, it's not easier. Everybody would do it. I do believe that if you keep going, you'll get there. And right now we are trying to raise some funding to help us finish this film.
I would add to that another message to take away here is that you're not in this by yourself. You need support. You need help. You need guidance. If you don't know how to do something yourself, seek out an expert. Ask for help. Or someone who's been there and ask for help. I think a lot of people on this journey of weight loss and getting in shape felt initially like they were in it all by themselves. No one would understand my experience. I can't really talk to anybody about this. It's not true at all. People are meant to come together and help one another. And that's what each one of us experienced individually along our journey. We found people that had common experiences, people we could learn from, and people who could help us out. It's the same thing in putting together this team. We've come together as a team. We're going to do something together that not one of us could do separately. And in putting together the movie, same concept. We're trying to pull together a community that can help each other out, that can support one another.
Running as in life.
That's right.
Well, Rick Akey and Jennifer Rowe, thank you so much for sharing the story, and best of luck on the film.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate so much, Mitch.